for calling McGuire Company. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. Otherwise, please choose from one of the following options. For McGuire Transportation, press 1. For Professional Logistics, press 2. You may dial 0 at any time. For Dispatch, press 1. For Previous Employment Information, press 2. For Safety and Driver Recruiting, press 3. For Accounting, press 4.
Network of people has provided our customers with consistent and expedient services dock-to-dock nationwide. We are confident we can be of invaluable assistance and properly provide the services you require. Please hold a moment longer.
This is Sissy.
Hey, is Phil in by chance?
Can I tell him he's calling?
Yeah, this is Tyler with Cardiff.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Time is important, and we'll handle your call as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience. We are a leader in the transportation industry, employing certified, trained professional drivers and an efficient staff available to assist you at every step of the way. If you're looking for a career with a leader in the industry, look no further. We're currently looking for experienced drivers from the Texas area. Stay on the line. We'll be back.
This Phil.
Hey, Phil. This is Tyler with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Can't complain. Off to a good start for the week. So, I'm actually just calling to follow up on an offer we had sent you guys here. It was about 2.5 weeks ago now. It was based off some prior financing you had done with Wells Fargo in 2012. Is any of that ringing a bell?
No, I'm sure it didn't.
It was based off some good lending history that you had, as well as your D&B credit profile. The offer we sent out was actually a pre-approval that you guys just got for some equipment financing and working capital for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base and see where you guys were at right now with the business. Any plans coming up this quarter, maybe looking to bring on some new equipment or maybe some additional capital for some projects or payroll that you might have coming up here?
No, not at all right now. You know, we borrow money on equipment, but usually it's typically going to be a lot more than that. But
well, that's
usually $250 will get us in there. But typically it's going to be more around. You know, usually we'll buy 3 to 5 trucks at least, and you know, the 40. Sometimes.
Yeah, the $250 is just the pre-approval. Obviously based off of other factors, you could very much so qualify for a higher amount. You said you're usually looking to bring on trucks, was it?
Yeah, trucks is usually what we do.
Is that now the time that you're usually looking to bring those on, or is this something that you're looking to do down the road?
No, it just depends on, right now I'm not, but it just always depends on, whenever I get new business pops up, something like that. And,
how's business been for you lately?
Now, always covered up.
Really?
Yeah. We're busy as we can be.
Wow, that's good to hear. I've actually been working with a lot of trucking companies here lately, and a lot of them have been struggling between the oil prices, election year. They don't know what to do. A lot of them have been talking to a few. They were saying half their fleets are just sitting there, not even moving. So, it's good to hear though that some of you guys are growing here. How much did you said these trucks are usually right around 120 a pop, you were saying? 140?
About 140. Yeah. 140. 3 to 5,
I got you. And then what is it that you guys are transporting? Are you guys specializing in anything, or are you guys...
No, just general freight.
General freight? Okay. Cool. And then do you guys usually go through a vendor? Do you have one already that you usually go through, or how does that work for when you do... look to bring on this equipment?
Yeah, typically we go through Daimler Chrysler. What is it, Daimler Chrysler?
Who is that you go through?
Daimler Chrysler.
Okay. Oh, okay. I got you. How long have you been using them?
Oh, quite a while.
Got a good relationship going with them?
Yeah. They do a pretty good job.
Okay.
I think they keep us, I think it's $3 million line of credit. They keep us going.
Okay. They got you on a line of credit?
Yeah. Of course, we never use even close to that. But
okay, I see. How many trucks do you currently have in your operations?
About 100.
Oh wow, Okay. So working with 100, you might be looking to bring on, you said about 3 or 4?
We usually bring on 3 to 5 at a time.
Okay. Okay.
Right,
well,
now,
yeah.
I'm not looking to bring on any, you know, right now.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, I get that. I get that.
I do. It's one of those things where, like, I've got a customer calls me and they've got this lane come open. Can we cover it? And we're starting, well, we've got to look at, you know, trucks to do it. So.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that kind of separates us from most banks here is the approval process and the paperwork on that is actually fairly easy. And we're usually able to get you an answer within about 24 hours for what programs you're going to qualify for and at what rate. So it sounds like you kind of get these projects that will come out of nowhere or very, very quickly. So, I mean, if something does pop up here in the near future, or if you would like to see what you do qualify for, the offers are good for 60 days. And you have that window to kind of agree to them. You can sit back and kind of use that as a purchasing power for later down the road, but it might benefit you. But definitely, like I said, if you're getting these kind of almost spontaneous projects that are popping up on you, we definitely will be able to help you out, or at least throw a ring in the hat and see what we could do for you. Do you maybe have a good email so I could shoot you just some of this information so you got it in the back pocket?
No, it's... You can see it's P. McGuire.
P. McGuire.
At McGuireTransportation.com.
Transportation.com. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you over this information here. And then specifically, when were you maybe thinking of these trucks? Was it something maybe like end of August, October?
It is mine right now.
I gotcha. Well, if you don't mind, I'll maybe just kind of check in maybe once every like 2-3 weeks to just kind of see where the business is at. If anything does come up, my direct line will be in the email. Feel free to give me a call or just email me back. We can answer any questions you have, or if you want to just get to know the programs a little bit more. Myself or a senior rep here could definitely fill you in and be well equipped for what you might have coming up in store.
Okay, sounds good.
I appreciate the time, Phil. Hopefully we'll talk soon.
All